power of the heart, finding your inner wisdom.
The power of the heart, finding the power of the heart. The power,
the power
of the heart.
Of the power of the heart.
让我们寻回新的力量。
The power of the heart.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Yuru Chow. You are tuning in to The Power of the Heart on Da Ai Radio. We'll continue listening to Lan Qing Ying Shun Distinguished Lecture Series on Buddhism. Following are remarks from Dr. Lin Junlong, CEO of Buddhist Ciji Medical Foundation. Let's welcome him.
I would like to honor to introduce Dr. Lin Junlong on behalf of Ciji Foundation and Dharma Master Zhengyan to deliver his gratitude remark. Let's welcome Dr. Lin Junlong, CEO of Ciji Medicine Foundation.
Thank you. All this distinguished guests and participants, I'm so honored to be able to participate in this wonderful event. I'm neither a scholar of Buddhism nor a Dharma master. I'm a practicing cardiologist. I'm still seeing patients on a daily basis. I got to know Ciji Foundation some 30 years ago. I was practicing in Los Angeles, California, seeing all my heart patients. And I married, established my wonderful business. Soon I realized I need to know the truth. What is a real truth about life? It's awful. So I started looking for, even though I was in a Catholic hospital, I was attracted to Buddhism. But I always have a question. Buddhism is such a wonderful religion, but how come what I saw some 30 years ago was St. Joseph's, St. John's Hospital, Presbyterian Methodist Hospital, all Catholic or Christian hospitals. I've never seen one Buddhist hospital. I was curious. Buddhism is such a wonderful religion or philosophy, so to speak. But I've never seen a Buddhist hospital in my life until, by chance, I came back to Taiwan. I was born in Taiwan, and I went to Hualien. Suddenly, it provided me with the answer. Yes, there is a Buddhist hospital in Hualien. Buddhism used to be practiced for self-realization and so forth, never devoted into helping others. However, we learned the truth, and Master Zhengyan has carried out for Buddhism for all sentient beings, from charity to medicine to education and to culture, all major four missions. And this is all it's about. And I have since joined the organization. We have now devoted to medical care in Taiwan. We have 7 hospitals around the island of Taiwan. We provide patient-centered medical care. Not anything else is still out of the love for human beings and for planet Earth. That's why we are very particular about conservation. So we are here, and we'll try to practice this, what we call humanistic Buddhism, I like to call it a practical Buddhism. My friend used to tell me, you put up or you shut up. It's easier said than done, as you are well off. In Ciji, everything we do, we can put up to show you. In all four missions, we can all put up to show you. And that's why it attracted so many people in our organization. We have now across so many countries. And during this period of pandemic, this Buddhism in action really helped a lot. And we are very proud of being a part of it. And today, I listen to all these distinguished professors and Dharma masters, and I believe this kickoff of this wonderful lecture series will have a tremendous impact on the study of Buddhism, and not only that, but also on the daily lives of the public for years to come. So I thank you for your participation and looking forward to your lecture series. 感恩。
Thank you, Dr. Lin Junlong. You can tell that we always have a pleasure to associate with him. Put up or shut up, you know, but a scholar always open up. We speak out and you put up. That's the theory and what we can do for this.
My heart, that my destiny is serving mankind.
Serving mankind.
I gratefully respect the great teachers who showed me the way.
Showed me the way.
With respect and with reserve, I will do all I can to save those who are ill. With all of my heart, I'll uphold the great oath passed unto us.
When someone needs our help, we will climb over the steepest mountain.
Steepest mountain.
When someone needs our care, we will sail across the widest ocean.
Widest ocean.
Follow Master's compassion, and a world full of pain will become a world of hope. I will give it my all. May our white gowns be like beacons of light.
Let us safeguard light and love. Let compassion this world, to build a world of love, where the sun will never set, our devotion never dies, selfless and without regret, every doctor is a light, shining hope and love on those seas.
our hands, we will climb over the steepest mountain.
Steepest mountain.
When someone needs our care, we will sail across the widest ocean. Follow Master's compassion, and a world full of pain will become a world of hope. I will give it my all. May our wagons be like beacons of light. Selfless and without regret, every doctor is a light, shining hope and love on those in need.
Hello everyone, my name is Charlotte Lin, I'm from Taiwan, Taipei. My favorite jeans aphorism is all affinity are good affinities. I get this phrase from a Dharma master when I was attending a summer camp in Hualien. And I always remember this. This phrase has helped me a lot throughout the time. And especially when I was early 20s, my parents' company was experienced a major failure. So they had to close their company. At that time, we've been through a lot of difficulties, and we even been chased by the loan sharks, the gang members. So at that time, I was full of hatred. And I was very angry why these things happened to me, to my family. But one day, I just recall this phrase, this aphorism, and all affinity is good affinity. So I start to think, all affinity is good affinity. Why these things happen to me, to my family, is good affinity. So I changed my attitude and think, from the other direction. These things, this failure, these bad things happened when I was young, when I still have ability to change my life, to help my parents. And so it's good things rather than happen when I was 50, 60 or when I was older. At that time, I may not have this energy to regain myself. So really, all affinity are good affinities. May wisdom and inspiration be with you always.
轻轻唱
Welcome back to The Power of the Heart.
In our program today, we'll listen to a reading from the book Friends from Afar, Conversations with Dharma Master Zheng Yan, from page 140 to 143.
Friends from Afar, Conversations with Dharma Master Zheng Yan, compiled by Jingsi Editorial Group. Page 140. With Dharma Master Zheng Yan and his disciples on education, cultural, and passing the torch. February 21st, 2000. Born in Nantong County, Jiangsu Province in 1930, Dharma Master Zheng Yan was ordained a monk in Guangzhou Chan Monastery in 1943. In 1949, he went to Taiwan. After 10 years of military service, he entered into monastic practice again under the guidance of Master Dong Chu. After that, he began a six-year retreat in the Meinong Mountains of Kaohsiung, during which he diligently studied the Buddhist sutras and authored 9 books, setting up a solid foundation in promoting Buddhism in the future. In 1969, he went to Tokyo, Japan, for further studies at Rizzo University, where he received a master's degree as well as a doctoral degree in literature in only 6 years. In 1979, Dharma Master Zheng Yan founded the Dong Chu Zen Monastery in the United States, also known as the Chan Meditation Center. He has since lectured at renowned universities and Buddhist organizations around Asia, America, and Europe, tirelessly promoting the Buddha Dharma. In 1985, he founded the Zhonghua Institute of Buddhist Studies. The following year, he re-established the Institute of Zhonghua Buddhist Cultural and expanded Nanchang Monastery in Taiwan. In 1989, Dharma Master Zheng Yan founded the Buddhist organization Dharma Drum Mountain. With his rich experience in meditation and teaching methods of meditation, Dharma Master Zheng Yan has taught people both in the East and West how to practice Zen meditation. Every year, he leads intensive 7-day Zen meditation and Buddhist retreats in Asia, America, and Europe. He has spread the Buddha Dharma through both profound and simple writings. He has penned more than 80 books in Chinese, English, and Japanese. His compassionate vow is to elevate the quality of mankind and build a pure land on earth. Master Zheng Yan says, "I visited Hualien after Ciji Hospital was built, but I have wanted to visit Jingsi abode for a long time. Dharma Drum Mountain learned a lot from you. Frankly, although we have somewhat different goals and ways, spiritually speaking, we have learned from you." Master Zheng Yan says, "Oh no, I have a lot to learn from you." Master Zheng Yan says, "It is I who must learn from the people in Ciji." Master Zheng Yan replies, "Actually, a lot of people admire Dharma Drum Mountain. Many Ciji commissioners often participate in group practices there. Master Shen Yan says, that is true. There are indeed a lot of interactions between our two groups. We should share our experiences with each other. Master Zhen Yan says, yes, Ciji volunteers keep busy. Master Shen Yan says, of course, otherwise nothing would be done. Master Zhen Yan says, there are a lot of activities going on. Master Shen Yan says, a lot of things do need to be done now, but we can only accomplish very little due to a lack of manpower and financial resources. I do not have the blessings or wisdom to get things done easily. As a result, those who follow me have to work very hard too. Master Zhen Yan says, I can relate to that. I often say the same thing. Those who follow me really have it hard. It seems that the work is endless, but manpower and financial resources are very limited.
Dreams, open my heart, bring love. share.